Hello, everybody. In today's Nach Daily, we'll be discussing Tehillim chapter 120. I'm Rabbi Shai Sussman, covering the entire Tanakh one parak at a time. This is a short chapter with seven psukim in it. We're now back to our regular Tehillim class. Just a heads up for those that are interested, all archives can be found on SoundCloud or iTunes. Just search for Nach Daily and you'll be able to find all the old classes. Also, we're heading now towards the last stretch of Tehillim with 30 chapters left. The next 15 prokem are known as the Shir HaMalos Tfilas, Songs of Ascent. The Mishnah in Sukkah, Perek 5, Mishnah 4, teaches these 15 chapters correspond to the 15 steps leading from the men's section to the women's section in the Beis HaMikdash. They were either saying when the Levium would stand on those steps, or each chapter was sung one per step as the Levium would ascend the steps. The Shaila Mora adds the tune of these Tehillim would start off in a low baritone type of voice and gradually become higher pitched by the end of the song, hence the names Songs of Ascent, alluding to the niggun it was singing. Lastly, the Radak explains, these 15 psalms represent the 15 stages towards the process of the final redemption. Now for the Perek summary. In this chapter, David expresses how Hashem answered his tefillos when he called out to God in pain. David asks Hashem to help him use his power of speech for only the good, not to use his speech for harm and deceit. Because ultimately, what does God gain from people who use their power of speech to be cynical and take others down? Slander kills in the distance just like arrows do. David expresses grief over the possibility of being influenced by bad neighbors who wanted to use their speech in damaging ways. David ends with a remarkable statement stating, Ani Shalom, I am peace. One of the reasons why this is remarkable is because when you learn about David's life, you see he was ridiculed and shamed his entire life. Even when he was a child, his father Yishai didn't show him to Shmuel HaNavi as a candidate to be anointed as the next king. He completely left David out of all his other kids. Additionally, David was relentlessly persecuted by his own father-in-law Shaul. And his son Avshalom tried to kill him. But even after all this, David was the embodiment of shalom, peace. He didn't harbor resentment towards any single person. Not only that, of all people, David was a warrior. He killed thousands of people in his lifetime. But yet he says about himself, Ani shalom, I'm a man of peace and not war. Perhaps we can get a glimpse into why Mashiach comes from David. Because Mashiach will restore peace and end war throughout the world. As Yeshaya Nabi says, there will be no more war on my holy mountain. Yerushalayim will be called the city of peace. And lo yisagoy al goy cherev lo yilmadud og milchama. No nation will lift up a sword again and the art of war will cease to exist. Let us merit to the revelation of Mashiach ben David and to be individuals and a nation of shalom. Stay tuned. In our next episode of Nach Daily, we'll be moving on to Tehillim, Perek 121. Thank you for listening and have a wonderful day.